is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee today declined to recommend that all Americans get a COVID-19 shot, but it said if someone wants it, they should get it. CBS's Mark Strassman is at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta.
People who want access to a COVID-19 shot from a practical standpoint should still be able to get it just as they always have. Whether this conversation, these votes, sow more confusion is another matter.
Some former CDC employees gathered outside the building where the committee was meeting.
Under a banner that says CDC protects us all, about 24 former agency employees hold signs urging the committee to focus on the science surrounding vaccine recommendations. Katrina Kretzinger says she's concerned about the process happening inside.
If a standing recommendation without any new evidence is suddenly changed, the only thing that that can really do is create confusion and sow doubt in the public.
Others here say they are afraid that politics is playing a role in the new vaccine policy. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
During a freewheeling session with reporters in the Oval Office today, President Trump said his phone call with China's Xi Jinping will lead to a deal to keep TikTok operating in the U.S.
I think that it's a deal that's going to be great, and it's also controlled by very powerful and very substantial American people.
Trump spoke up for freedom of expression despite his threat to go after television networks that air criticisms of him and his policies.
I'm a very strong person for free speech.
The failure of a Senate bill that would have extended government funding past October 1st means it's now more likely than ever that the government will shut down.
The Senate's number two Republican, Senator John Barrasso, says it's very clear.
The Democrats are ready to shut down the government. Republicans want to keep it open.
But the Senate's top Democrat, Senator Chuck Schumer, says it's quite the opposite.
Republicans have now left town with no sign they want to avoid a shutdown in a week.
The bill would have funded the federal government for another 7 weeks, averting a possible shutdown on October 1st when the new fiscal year begins. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. House today overwhelmingly passed a resolution honoring conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
95 Democrats voted yes, 58 voted no, 38 voted present, effectively abstaining. What's being billed as a unity rally is planned tonight at Utah Valley University in Utah, where Kirk was shot and killed.
I just love that they're doing that and having a place for everyone to have closure, in a sense, and have peace instead of violence.
All three major indices, the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, closed at record highs today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions.
Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And Bills Happen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when Bills Happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
A new Gen Z dating term has some young folks going bananas.
Dating hasn't changed much over the decades, but Gen Z is great at giving new terminology to old ideas in order to define what's really going on. Their latest dating term, monkey barring, does just that. It gives you the perfect visual for someone who goes from relationship to relationship, only letting go of the old one when they've moved on to a new one, like monkey bars.
You're owning the monkey bars, girl.
Some experts say it shows insecurity and an inability to be alone. Others say it's more of a willingness to move on from a bad situation. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
The Senate today confirmed Mike Waltz to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The bipartisan vote filled the last vacancy in President Trump's cabinet after 8 months of delays. Waltz was Trump's national security advisor, but for just a few weeks before he was ousted in May after mistakenly adding a journalist to a private signal chat used to discuss sensitive military plans. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, still some storms around, and a high in the mid-70s Sunday. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. It's 71 right now.
WRJN. God bomb. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the weekend. It's officially here, Friday night. We've got high school football coming up at 6:40 tonight. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game. Pre-game again at 6:40. This weekend, a lot of fun going on in Racine. Party on the pavement tomorrow afternoon. We'll spend more time talking about that before football, too, here on WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse.
Happy feet. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Saturday morning travelogue when the Monkees TV show came on in the 60s. Last Train to Clarksville on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. The weekend's here and you are still the one all the way through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see you about Monday. Them Jersey Boys, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on WRJN. Don't you worry about me. Well, we are your home for local news and timeless hits and fun in downtown Racine this weekend. We wait all summer for Party on the Pavement. I know it comes in September toward the end of summer, but it's always a big event. And we're looking forward to being down there with all the bands. 12 blocks are all blocked off. There'll be street performers, several stages with live music. Slight chance of rain in the forecast, but it happens rain or shine. Always a good time. Tomorrow from noon to 7, join us down at Monument Square and all around downtown Racine for Party on the Pavement with WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. The Fall Treasure Hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope.
Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
For local news, timeless hits, and high school football. The pregame coming up at 6:40 tonight. Kickoff at 7 on WRJN.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Hey!
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
For local news and timeless hits and high school football. Pregame for the game tonight coming up at 6:40 with Dick Rusefa.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about
about 14. Our 14's mad about me. I'm but just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow. A wind of a velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. A sudden craze. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Timeless Hits and High School Football, all here on WRJN. Dick Graceffa coming up next at 6:40. I'm filling in for Ricky tomorrow. I'll be here at 2 o'clock. I'll talk to you then. Special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
S.C. Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park. It's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight, it's a Midwest Classic Conference matchup between the Cudahy Packers, 2-2 overall, 1-0 in conference, versus the Lutheran Crusaders, 3-2 overall, 2-0 in conference. The Packers defeated Kingdom Prep 35-6 in their last contest. The Crusaders defeated Milwaukee Academy of Science 35-12 in their last contest. The Packers use a two-quarterback system with Ivan Tanji and Anthony Brooks. Tanji has completed 3 of 10 passes for 39 yards. Brooks has completed 2 of 12 passes for 21 yards. Carter Wilder is their leading rusher with 234 yards and 2 TDs. Anthony Brooks is also their leading pass catcher with the 2 receptions for 78 yards and 1 TD. These stats by the Packers are based on the previous game. The Crusaders are led by Colin Krause, who has completed 34 of 54 passes for 492 yards and 4 TDs. He's also rushed 15 times for 150 yards and 2 TDs. We'll see a lot of him tonight. Their leading rusher is Eli Gasol, who has rushed 24 times for 165 yards and 2 TDs. Lee's leading pass catcher is Bryce Austin, who has caught 22 passes for 187 yards. My keys to the game, first for the Packers: get their rushing attack going right away. Put constant pressure on Krause with their blitz packages, and Wilder must have a solid game on the ground. The keys for the Crusaders: Krause can dictate the game with both his arm and legs. You want to get the ball to Austin and let him sprint out in the open. And finally, we'll have to win the battle up front defensively to keep the Packers in check. And with that, I'll bring in my guest commentator, as always, tonight, Dylan Dooley. Welcome, Dylan.
Thanks, Dick. A beautiful night for football. Starting to get that fall sort of feel in the air, even though we've had that a couple times already this year. Some weather moving in, but shouldn't be too impacted here with our game tonight. But looking forward to this one. Purple and yellow versus purple and yellow should be interesting. tale of two tapes, really, between these teams. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. And again, Dylan brought it up. They are purple. Both teams are purple and white. The Packers will be dressed in their white jerseys with the purple pants and the yellowish gold helmets. The Crusaders will be dressed in their traditional all-purple home uniforms with the purple helmets. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Dylan, and we'll hear from a few of our sponsors.
Thanks, Dick. Once again, tonight you're listening to High School Football on DG Sports. Brought to you tonight, WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine. Streaming live on dgsports.mixler.com and on wrjn.com. You can also find us on the free Civic Media or Mixler apps. At this time, I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us here at DG Sports to bring you these games. As DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools live and subscription free. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Lings on Lathrop, Sickoid Convenience Store in Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Rocky Rococo's Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, and Frank DeQuisto of Keller Williams Thrive, Caledonia. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Tim Owens, The Trophy Shop, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troitler, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, and Racine Lutheran High School. Once again tonight, you're listening to Dick Graceffa and Dylan Dooley streaming live and subscription-free coverage of high school football on DG Sports. Tonight's game once again features the Cudahy Packers and the Racine Lutheran Crusaders in this varsity football contest. You can listen live or hear a replay of the game anywhere, anytime at dgsports.mixler.com. Follow us on social medias at Dick Graceffa and at Duelmaster D. Also, you can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to access our stream or to live chat with us when able to throughout these games. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast or if you, your friends, or family want to listen at a later date, head to dgsports.mixler.com. You can find all of our archived broadcasts there. Once again, that's DG Sports covering all Racine City and County Schools live and subscription free.
All right, Dylan, thank you for that. Just a reminder, at halftime, we'll give you our Week 4 Coaches Poll sponsored by The Bound. We'll go through that at halftime. And, Dylan, getting back to this game tonight, well, first of all, let's talk about the Cudahy Packers in our discussion with Quincy LeGrant, their head coach. He had some interesting comments when we met with him before.
Yeah, you're just talking about how from week one to week two, he gained about 15 players, and from week two to week three, he gained another five or six. So he went from less than 20 to wherever they're sitting now, 30, 35, whatever the number is. Just very interesting. Something like that, not really common at Cudahy, so a little bit of a change for the staff, the athletics department. But they're trying their best. Switching out of conferences for them was a huge thing. Just for a competitive standpoint, being able to, might not win every game, but you can at least compete. I think that's the biggest thing, keeping kids involved. If you're losing every single game, it's just not fun, and that's what kind of kills a program. So being able to move conferences, stay competitive, is a big thing for survival of this school's athletic program.
Yeah, Dylan, and touching on the Lutheran Crusaders, they'll be led by Coach Jeff Krause's son once again this year, Cohen, and he's only a junior, and he's a dual threat. That's going to be what the Packers will have to keep their eye on, because he can set up like he's going to throw, and he's a southpaw, left-handed, and then he tucks it in and he takes off. And again, Coach Krause told me, when I was talking to him on the field, he said, nope, he's a full go, 100%, because a couple weeks ago he did not play. They sat him out because he got dinged up at Martin Luther, and they wanted him ready for conference play. And he is ready to go. Coach Krause said did not identify which players they were, but he said they've got a couple injured that won't play tonight. But all in all, they're ready to go, and they seem pretty confident about continuing to strive for that conference title.
Yeah, I think, you know, they got a lot of good things going over there between Coach Smith and Coach Krause. They didn't really skip a beat. It just went from one to the next, able to just continue on the path they were on. Things are going well for the Crusaders, and one thing we can say is they're very young. They on the offensive line start three sophomores and two juniors, or four sophomores and one junior, whatever the case is. Very young, and it'll help build them for the next 2-3 years, where next year this senior class, well, they've had 3-4 years of varsity experience now. That'll be on their side as they push towards the playoffs.
Yeah, and again, they actually play up with schools enrollment-wise that are larger than them, some of them. So, but then they drop down to Division V when it comes for the playoffs. So this is all working in the Crusaders' favor. Getting back to the Packers for our listeners, the Cotta High School Packers, the coach, Coach LeGrant, I had thought they platoon the two quarterbacks on every single play, because I had observed some of that. Well, he corrected me. He said we use both, but no, we don't go every other play. That was the one thing. And then when you watch their defense, you would think they're blitzing a lot of the time. And he told us, I've never called a blitz in my life.
Yeah, I think some of that goes back to like kind of what we see with Racine Case, where one quarterback this drive, one quarterback for this series of a drive. It's hard to kind of get in a rhythm when you keep breaking up who's at quarterback. But, again, with his defense, talking to the coaches amongst the Racine Lutheran sideline, they say don't listen to that. They blitz every single place. Whether it's five or six, they're sending people. It doesn't matter what. You know, I've watched 3-4 games of film, and this is what the case has been. So
we'll see firsthand tonight. And keep in mind for the Lutheran Crusaders, their quarterback, he has started since he was a freshman. So he's in year three of being under center or in the gun. So he's very experienced. He'll be a joy to watch tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this matchup. Racine Lutheran, they're such a strong team, and I'm glad that we're able to get them somewhere on our schedule this year. There's a couple other teams we wish we could have got on the schedule, but just with where the teams play and different press boxes that can't accommodate us, we had to make the schedule we had to make, and we're looking forward to showcasing one of the teams we don't really see too often in Racine Lutheran here tonight.
Yep. And I can touch a little bit on that, expand on it, what Dylan said. Our intentions were to cover the St. Catharines Martin Luther game up at Martin Luther, and their wonderful AD mentioned to me that they could not accommodate us. Their press box wasn't large enough. They barely could fit their high school media team in there. So we had to take that off the schedule. So we do the best we can. I know it appears like all we want to do is the Southern Lakes, but those teams have been very accommodating to us this year.
Yeah, and a lot of them have larger press boxes that are able to accommodate us fully, whether it's their scorekeeper, the announcer, just having the extra room and extra space. That's one luxury that we do have here at Pritchard Park and a few of those Southern Lakes teams.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll have, not to get ahead of ourselves, we haven't even played a minute of this game, but we'll have another Southern Lakes game next week for our listeners. And we'll talk more about that as this game goes on. As the Lutheran Crusaders come back on the field being cheered by their cheerleaders, pom-pom squad, and their feeder boys teams. So we're about 6 minutes away from kicking this one off. In the toss, the coin toss was won by the Crusaders, and they elected to receive the ball. They want it right away, and we saw that last week at Burlington.
Yeah, and it worked out for their favor at first. Burlington able to put up 13 points in the first half with that 13-0 lead. Just a tale of two halves. They gave up 28 unanswered in the second half and just struggled really to get anything going. So we'll see if that resonates the same here tonight, or if Racine Lutheran's able to get ahead and stay ahead.
And again, tonight, Dylan will also be, working the phones. It comes from the phones usually, but it's on his computer. There's some big ball games going on in the area tonight that we'll try to touch upon.
Park is playing at Case, so that's two of our teams we cover. That's one we want to keep our eyes on. And a few other games throughout the area we'll be keeping track of all night long.
We'll turn it over to the Lutheran PA announcer now.
Dear Lord God and Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to gather together. Watch over the athletes, coaches, and officials in tonight's game. Let their actions glorify you and keep them safe from injury. Help them use their gifts and abilities to the fullest. Also, watch over our troops and warriors around the globe, keeping them safe from harm and danger. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing. Move your headgear and stand at attention as we honor our nation and those who serve with the playing of our national anthem.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
All right, they're going to announce the starters for Racine Lutheran. And then we'll get this one underway here. Something uncommon that we normally don't see is to have starters being announced.
Number 52,
WRJN in Racine. So the Crusaders will receive this kickoff here. And then we'll be ready as they come out. Kicking off will be De Leon. Alessandro De Leon will be the kicker for the Cudahy Packers. And deep to receive will be Miles Bunch. And Eli Gasol will be the two deep men for the Crusaders. Ready to get this one underway.